Hey, everybody, welcome to another edition of the Woop Wop Podcast. I'm one of your co-hosts, Trail Mix.
And it's your other co-host, Takeover Till. This week, I'm going to be hella hype Hugo, man. I just watched that fucking Boston Celtics World game. Fresh off that bitch. Woo!
Okay, that's man.
Hella saucy, man.
Okay, we going to definitely get into it. And don't forget to rate us with 5 stars and share us everywhere you get your podcast. Because we
five stars.
We on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Google Podcasts. Okay, so make sure you tap in. And please don't forget to tap in with us. And I don't even know, but thank you for the listeners.
I'm going to say you lost that shit. You want to say rate, subscribe.
Yep, rate, subscribe, everything, man. Come on, man. Get it together, y'all.
Let somebody else know, because shit, especially somebody that's trying to figure out basketball, because we, like I said, we get in depth sometimes, but it's really, we kind of break it down as easily as we can. We be referencing other shit, too. Might be hear us talk about, we talk about House Party that 1 week. Motherfucker might not have seen House Party and looked that shit up and got a movie on you. You never know what you're going to get fucking with a woo.
You feel me? Exactly, man. We gonna have some very nostalgia things. We be spitting out everything, man. It's very detailed, man. Come fuck with us, man. You might learn a little bit about a lot of it.
Stealing my shit. My shit hard, though.
It is. It is. Thinking that's why I stole it.
I would say, you know how to spell nostalgia?
Huh? Yeah. I don't want to spell it right now, though, but nigga, yeah. I gotta write it down. You don't know this. I gotta see what it looks like. I gotta write it down a couple times.
Yeah, all right. Like blue face baby. All right, shit. You wanna kick that thing off?
Yeah, man. I'm gonna go ahead and start this off by congratulating Dwayne Wade on his ownership stake in the Utah Jazz, y'all. Man, hey, I'm proud of you, brother. I'm glad you got some ownership in the Utah Jazz. And before everybody says, you know, oh, why the fuck he ain't got no ownership in the Miami Heat or anything? Hey, yo, listen, I actually have a quote from the owner of the Heat. So I'm going to read it to you guys. This is a quote. I want to congratulate Dwayne Wade. It's a tweet, actually. Let me just go ahead and say that. I want to congratulate Dwayne Wade on his recent announcement. We have discussed having him join the ownership group after his retirement, but he was not prepared to commit at this time. Of course, I am very disappointed that he did not reconsider, but he still sent much love over there, and he did have, you know, a chance to join the ownership group for the Miami Heat, but you already know how business go. You know, he got another better deal at Utah or something. I don't know. Shoot, you want to touch on that, Till?
Shit, he would have to get a better deal in Utah. It ain't like he bought it to ownership in fucking the Milwaukee Bucks or the fucking Chicago Bulls.
Right.
I would say it had to be a deal. What I want to say as far as Mickey Arison, Mickey, you and Pat Riley.
Yeah, that's him.
Y'all already did motherfucking this for fucks it to my boy D-Wade anyway with his contract situation. Yeah, I said situation. It was a situation and a motherfucking actualization. Yeah, at the same time. Yeah, in all actuality, all that shit. Well, yeah, man, they already did some fuck shit back when, what was that? When they was giving Hassan Whiteside his deal. No disrespect to Hassan Whiteside, but D-Wade, Hassan Whiteside, I understand doing what you're supposed to do for the future, but man, take care of your franchise. D-Wade is in Miami Heat. Fuck what anybody got to say.
Yeah, man, because Donham Haslam, what, he the mayor?
Yeah.
Or the president?
Some shit like that, no disrespect.
And then Dwayne Wade is just
Shit. Yeah, Wade County. They got a county called Dade County in Miami, but shit is Wade County because what he put on the basketball court. You feel me?
Hell yeah.
Yeah. So man, right. I hear what he's saying, bro. You could have. I can't say that D Wade probably didn't have something to do, but it just sound like it had to be a money play because it ain't got nothing to do with like he ain't played for Utah. Like as far as I know, I don't know. I think somebody said he got a relationship with one of the owners or some shit. Other than that,
I mean, he been owning them for years anyway, because he his stat lines on Utah just alone is crazy. When I was looking up that stat, it was like 30-something points every time he played them or something.
I don't know.
Yep.
I ain't looked at it. That was good, but shit, that was a good joke. But shit, yeah, man, Nicky Harrison wanted to save face, because motherfuckers was like, what the fuck? He was like, whoa, hold up. I tried. You know I tried. You know how motherfuckers do that shit. Yeah, I tried. You know, I really worked out. I really wanted D-Wade there. Why the fuck he ain't there?
Yeah, but you should have had some more ownership or a better percentage.
Man, shit. I seen some fucking, I can't say all fans, but shit, some of you, a lot of y'all dickheads, not even some of you dickheads was like, somebody was like, well, shit. His $140 million in salary is more than fair compensation. Bitch, shut up. D-Wade was underpaid this whole time with the Miami Heat. You know how much motherfucking money he brought to that fucking city and motherfucking royalty and prestige to the Miami Heat? I understand Pat Riley over there, elegant rings, but motherfucking D-Wade put in the sweat equity, you feel me? Meaning he was that motherfucker over there competing in between the lines, giving it his all. Playing through injuries, doing all the hard work, helping recruit LeBron and fucking Chris Bosh for there, doing all type of shit, bro.
Getting GP his first ring, you feel me? Motherfucking getting Williams and all them hit their first ring.
Man,
come
fuck
on, let's talk about it.
He's responsible for all three of them rings. Cause motherfucker, if he didn't,
yeah, he didn't talk about that first one though.
Yeah, well, if he didn't win that first ring, Bron wouldn't have been trying to fuck with it. If he wasn't Bron's man's in them, Bron wouldn't have took his ass over there. That Pat Riley said it's just icing on the cake, you feel me? But he was gonna fuck with D-Wade, don't so regardless, I said damn near.
Hell yeah.
Nicky Harrison stopped playing. Oh man, yeah. I really tried though. Fuck yeah, bro. Whatever.
Yeah, man. You should have did a little bit more, man. Gave him shit. Mm. He gave you three chips. Ain't that the only chips they got?
Yeah, man.
See, man, come on, man. Them three banners is because of him. D-Wade County Wade, whatever. Shit, he got, that's the perfect story for him. Three championships is his number three. Come on now.
Stop fucking playing. Yeah, you stupid ass fan. Sit the fuck up. Man, look how much money he got. Go fucking check the owner fucking money, you hoe. Stop talking about the fucking players. Shit.
Exactly, because motherfuckers don't want to fathom how much the billionaires is getting each and every time they try to talk about this damn 200 million max deal, but it ain't no fucking max deal when they making bills.
Talk about it, stupid.
Come on, man, let's talk about it for real. They need to start paying us a little bit more. Not us, but I'm just saying. They need to start paying them a little
us
bit
too,
more.
Motherfuckers. Well, shit, I'm not into. We'll just. A lot, some sports.
When we get in there,
shit, we generating our own income. But other sports, like especially football, they be fucking football motherfuckers off, man. They be putting their body on the line, have to deal with possible CTE, motherfucking repercussions later in the fucking future. Like, man, it's a whole lot of shit we can talk about. But man, NBA fans, shut the fuck up. Not set the fuck up, but man, y'all need to do a little bit more research and just stop blabbing shit. But I don't know. A lot of these motherfuckers might be just little kids too at the same time. Yeah. So I don't fucking know. Do some more research.
They might just be just getting into it or something.
Yeah, man, set the fuck up. Still. Anyway, man, fuck that. Yeah, be more aware. Just don't be saying shit. Get educated a little more before you say shit. I'm talking about, well, that's it. Nah, fuck that excuse. You in the information era. Fuck that shit. Learn some shit.
Exactly. Fuck all the facts is there.
Yeah, man. Shit, if you can't find all the facts, do a little bit more research than what y'all be saying.
$140 million in salary, more than enough. Bitch, just because you ain't got $140 million, don't be telling them what the fuck he then damn deserve.
You know how much revenue he generated from his jersey sales, all type of shit. All motherfuckers trying to come see D-Wade and all that shit. Miami Heatles and shit, all that shit, man. Fuck you talking about, bro?
Exactly. He deserved way more than that.
Yeah, especially when he was taking pay cuts to make a lot of shit shake.
Exactly. Let's talk about that one. He did kind of do that on the strength. for UD to stay there too. You remember that?
Yeah, UD talking about it.
He had to do that on the strength, man. He was like, "Shit, you didn't want you gone, man. We had to take that pay cut."
D Wade called Bron and CV like, "Look, man, we trying to win this shit. Y'all, we need to fuck around, and do this X Y Z." So fuck with UD, had my man's in there. He was integral in all them championships. Whether motherfuckers want to talk about his minister or not, sometimes just knowing back there, you got a motherfucker like real UD. I about to say, I can't say that now, but a real motherfucker like UD back there is like, yeah, I already know some shit gets shaken. UD up off the bench. If UD in the motherfucker locker room, he see some shit say, UD coming through with it. You feel me?
Yeah. He coming through with it. And they, another thing, Bam, man, every time he step on that floor and he get another rebound, that's another record.
I know you seen that all the smoke shit, huh? You still ain't listening to that Draymond KD podcast, though, huh?
I sure did, boy. That was fire. Hey,
we gonna have to get into that in a little bit, though. Yeah, okay, what's it? All right, salute to D-Wade. Fuck what we talking about with Miami Heat. You feel me? Like, it is what it is. He might get back on later, so that's still a possibility. Fuck with it.
Exactly, man. You still, man. In fact, give him some ownership anyway.
They ain't giving out shit. They like, hey, I understand what you did, winning a championship, but hey. Yeah, that's it. You know what it is.
Hey.
Shit, let me get into it. Some other shit.
Does this mean that he not going to be on that on TNT no more?
I don't fucking know. He just in the ownership. Like, motherfuckers own shit and do other shit. I don't know how that billionaire shit work. I ain't on that level.
Okay, we're gonna get there. Don't worry about
it. You know, to be a billionaire, you gotta do some shady shit. So somebody gonna get fucked over in the process. I don't know if I need billions. I do need multi-millions, though.
Okay, all right.
What's it? I'm about to go ahead and do my injury report run because I don't like talking.
Yeah, go ahead, get into it.
I don't like talking about the sad shit later. I'm trying to get this out the way. This was more than just injury report. It's like damn near life threatening. LaMarcus Aldridge had to suddenly retire earlier this week because he had an irregular heartbeat.
Yep.
So I want to send out many prayers and well wishes. Fuck. Don't fucking correct me. You ain't got advanced grammar like me. Sometimes players fuck up. The fuck, man? What the fuck's wrong with you, bro?
Yeah, man. But thank you for your 15 years of play, man. I remember that 2007 rookie year that you was putting that jersey on, man, putting that number 12 on, or was it 21?
12, he 21 now when he was with Brooklyn.
Okay, putting on that number 12, and we should all just go ahead and just listen to Dame. He was talking about fucking retiring his jersey number at Portland anyway. So man, go ahead and do it.
Let's talk about that. You think his jersey should be retired?
Honestly, I'm just giving my opinion, my true opinion.
Good.
This is just my feeling now. I don't know if his jersey should be retired. But he did go against some of the greats already. And because he was in 2007 going up into this point, he played against the KGs. He played against the Tim Duncans. He played against Z-Bo and them. You know what I'm saying? Getting busy and shit. You know what I'm saying? Can't even jump and shit. He getting two feet and shit. You know what I'm saying? He played against all them. So shit, and he put up numbers in that Portland building. So, I mean, I'm going to go ahead and give him his props. Go ahead and retire his jersey.
Yeah. Well, shit, I seen that shit after Dame said there was a lot of people talking about. First thing these dickheads start saying, yeah, y'all dickheads, I'm on everybody motherfucking domery, you feel me? Like, motherfuckers like, why is he retire his jersey? He hasn't won a ring. Don't say anything, Trill. And then somebody else was like, yeah, what the hell? He was barely above average player. Like, man, cut the fucking shit out. Go look at please. The fucking numbers he
talk
did
about it.
Just for Portland. He is top three in points. Let me repeat, top three in points. Portland
talk about it.
Portland Trailblazers have been around at least 50 years, man. Like, they done had Clyde Drexler, Bill Walton, Terry Porter. Shit, like you said, Zach Randolph, Seed, all type of motherfuckers. And shit through there. He, they number one rebounder, You feel me? That's one thing he got to do as a big man, get his points and get a rebound. I think he was top five in all the shit that matters for, like, a big man. Points and, like, rebounds and blocks, bro.
True big man.
Yeah, he was out there on the block coming over the left shoulder. Hella sick, silky, man.
And his high post game was good.
Yeah, man. And then back in the day, him and Brandon Roy sent him to my boy B. Roy. That they used to be running that pick and roll, motherfucker. I remember one game, Brandon Roy pick and roll through hella lives. Aldridge was out there, used to be catching them things. I don't know if catching some of y'all don't remember.
Talk about it.
Aldridge used to catch them things, but just on some statistical shit, he is top three, or a matter of fact, I'll say top five and all the shit that matters for what he was supposed to do at that point. I think in games played, he was like top five. Like I said, points top three. He might have been two or three. I don't know who had him or Dame. I'd have to go recheck that, but I meant to write that down. Rebound, like I said, he the all-time rebounder. Number 12 needs to be retired. Fuck off. That ring shit matters, but everybody not going to fucking win a ring, bro.
Go ahead.
I'm gonna say people was.
I'm about to say y'all pissing me off too now.
I was like, people was talking about like, well, he left Portland and yeah, I get it. People leave though. Fuck with it. But what he did when he was there, retired that fucking number, bro. He put on for Portland. He top three. I repeat that again. He's top three on all the shit that really matters out there for their franchise. Like, you talking about the numbers ain't fucking lying. And on top of that shit, I went and checked on some other shit. He 51 on the all-time scoring list.
See?
I didn't even know that shit. I just did some research. I'm like, these motherfuckers talking crazy. Let me check Waldridge. Like, he's 51. Had he had stayed healthy this season, he might have been 50 on the list. Like, put that in context. Top 50 scorers. People was like, he only averaged 19 points per game in his career. Fuck that shit. Everybody not fucking Kobe. Everybody not Jordan. Everybody not Bron. Everybody ain't that scorer, but shit, just because he ended up starting off kind of slow in his younger years and toward the later year, that's like damn near like how most players is, bro. Like, don't disrespect him. When I'm telling you, he was about, if he would have continued on this path, I think he was like maybe a couple hundred points away. You feel me? If the irregular heartbeat wasn't happening, he would have been 50. He's like, I think he's like 200 or 300 right behind Antoine Davidson. Salute to you. But he right there for top 50 scoring, bro. Like, y'all talking about some shit. And I'm talking about top 50 scoring all time. Fuck that point per game average. Like, that shit matters. But then some people got shorter careers. So that per game shit fucks with shit. You feel me?
Exactly.
Out of all the fucking players and scorers that been there, he fucking 51. He was about to be top 50. He would have been one of 51 players that hit 20,000 points up to this time. Of course, there's other players coming up that's going to hit that list and doing shit on the trajectory like a Luka or a Zion. So he would probably get bumped down later. But, bro, come on. Put some fucking respect on his name. He wasn't, like we said, not the flashiest or did that shit, but he came out to compete, did his thing. Super skilled. Motherfucking just a solid dude, you feel me?
Exactly, man. Cause he was a stand-up guy, dude. He been killing motherfuckers, picking rolls. Like my brother was saying, he been popping shit, mm-hmm. killing shit, putting the ball or facing your ass up, yeah. or whatever you wanted. He was giving it to you on the motherfucking platter. So, man. Hey, salute to your big nose ass, man. I'm still fucking with you.
Disrespectful. Yeah, man. But that 12 definitely retired, bro. Stop playing. Y'all in this ring shit. I get it. It's like I said, that's just started like just recently with all this ring talk. That's why everybody trying to team up and shit to get a ring to set you dickhead motherfuckers up. But then if they get a ring, your ring doesn't count, man. What the fuck do y'all want?
Well, yeah, what y'all want?
What the fuck y'all want? Y'all can't have it both ways. Matter of fact, I'm going to get back onto the injury shit, but. Matter of fact, yeah, I'll get back into this. Matter of fact, I'm everywhere because y'all been tripping this week. People complain about this fucking season now. You heard people complaining, or I'll be on social media more than you.
You said what?
People complaining about this season.
Yeah.
Fans and owners and shit, they complaining about this play-in game. You seen what Luka and shout out to the Cocaine Cowboy and Mark Cuban said?
What they say?
They said, I don't feel like the playing game is fair or some shit.
Whoa.
What you got to say? Go ahead.
What's not fair about it?
They saying like I play 72 games and then I gotta still play like two more games or one more game to get my spot. It makes no sense. Like I know, I'm pretty sure I know why they did the play-in game. I don't know if you know why they did the play-in game.
No, why did I do that?
Well, because they did it last year to make it more fair. Because teams was a damn shit. I ain't coming back if I ain't got a chance to play. So they was like, "Shit, we got to do something to make it right." But everybody can't get back because we trying to keep this the cooties in control and shit. But they did, right. And they seen how many people tuned into that game. So obviously they gonna get more TV ratings. So that means more revenue. You feel me? That's right. One thing. And then also to make it more fair for fucking teams, like I see right now, like. I'll use the Wizards, for example. It's because of the cooties, man. The cooties, like, the Wizards had missed, like, a fucking week damn near or longer because of fucking cooties protocol. You feel me? So that'll fuck up your rhythm being off a week. Like, they'll be like, oh, they just been at home resting. They just going to come on the ground and hit the ground running. No, they not. That's fucking shit up. Like, they did the play-in game for that reason because a lot of teams didn't have, like, damn cootie scared. Like I said, Memphis went through it because they got, you look at Memphis and they haven't played as many games as some of the other teams. And then it's not like one or two games off. It's like three or four games off. Like They did that to give, try to be as most fair as possible. And then people complaining about all these injuries. But when somebody pull up the data, the injuries are down 6%. Is some notable names getting injured and shit? Yes. Are organizations probably keeping them out longer than they should? Probably, because, shit, it's a condensed season, so they got to fucking be prepared. But that's something the players took. The players, you can't get the best of both worlds, and the players knew that. It was either, y'all, we start a little bit later, but the money going to be fucked up coming this next CBA, so it's up to y'all. What y'all want to do, this money or your motherfucking, you feel me, your health and playing when y'all want to start in January, X, Y, Z, how the fuck they want to start it. You have to make a motherfucking decision. And the player decided, like, give me that fucking Doty. We're going to figure this shit out.
Give me that Doty.
Yeah, because motherfuckers like, man, Adam Silver is stupid. Y'all motherfuckers ain't even paying attention to what the fuck people were saying at the beginning of the season, man.
Right.
I ain't saying the NBA perfect, but I think they handled this shit as best they could with the situation at hand. Like, people just be saying shit. Yeah, man, all these injuries happen. Yeah, a lot of the star players getting hurt. But it's not like, shit, like some of them shit, like the we're talking about it. Donovan Mitchell twisted his ankle. Shit, he could have twisted his ankle first game into the season in an 82 game season. You don't ever know what a twisted ankle.
Exactly.
Same thing with LeBron. LeBron twisted his ankle. Shit, on some just fluke shit. That shit could have happened. Shit, in the fucking in the playoffs, he twisted his ankle. Shit like that can happen. Some of the shit you can't. You feel me? Like, and then Aldridge shit. You don't know about the regular Harvey. That kid could have been kicked in or some shit later or earlier. Well, like, I got to set that shit up. If you're going to be talking about some shit, make sure you do some research first, man.
Yeah, exactly. And then just quit this blurting shit out just to be fucking blurting shit out.
Yeah, because I'm pretty sure I don't know if Dallas Mavericks had, like, a big, like, cootie outbreak. And we keep saying cooties because we can't say the other word because some goofy shit happened. Y'all know what the fuck is going on right now. It's a panoramic. But shit, yeah, man, you can't be, all right, bro, everything can't go your way, bro. This is one of them seasons where they making the best out of something. I'm not saying that the NBA is infallible, meaning that they not perfect or some shit, however you want to call it. But shit, I think they making the best out of this situation. And motherfuckers, some of you fans got to shut the fuck up. A lot of you fans got to shut the fuck up. Research a little bit more. Pay attention more than when a fucking game coming on between some players you like, bro.
Exactly. Do a little bit more digging. Don't be the lame fan that just watch the game, just try to just judge your shit off of what the fuck Stephen A and all them niggas are saying.
Yeah, bro.
Because you know what? It's not enough. Matter of fact, I'm going to touch on this real quick. It's not enough analogies and strategies being explained to you guys. So you guys are all caught up in this drama shit. Fuck that.
Mm-hmm.
Listen. We need to teach you and educate you on the game because the game is so beautiful, just like how we was telling you in our bio. If you ain't looked at our bio or if you ain't looked at our trailer, go ahead and go back to that episode or that trailer and listen and look at our bio so you can understand what we trying to tell you and break down the plays and break down everything that's going on with the players. And it's just so much more to this game than just the fucking drama and, you know, and the fights, the almost fights that's gonna happen on the court. But when they motherfucking, all that shit ain't gonna happen when they get off that shit. So it don't matter. Okay. We need to start focusing on the detail of the game. Just like how the next person that we're gonna talk about, our late Kobe Bryant. Rest in peace, bro. This his whole detailed show and everything when he was breaking down. That's the type of things that we like to look at and what we like to explain to y'all. Okay. And y'all need to start just listening and just appreciate the beautiful art of the basketball game itself. Go ahead, Tell.
Yeah, like my brother said, I ain't got too much to add on. Like, we do shit our way. We kind of, like we said, we just regular people watching the game, but we don't be getting, sometimes we get mixed up in the bullshit and talk about that shit because it'd be funny, like we was talking about with Young Mello, man. Go ahead, have her Paulus the old brass, if you know what I mean, man. Make sure you get up out of there, G.
Exactly, man.
Well, yeah, it'd be shit like that, but it's, I get, well, fans is fans. Like, fans sort for fanatics. You motherfuckers is fanatical for some shit that don't matter. Like, they can take your fucking team from that city, bro.
Exactly. They can just move. They billionaires. They can just move up anything, anywhere they want to do.
And find somewhere that will fund it, bro. You think if somebody else ain't want to have some shit popping where it ain't popping, like, Seattle will take one of these motherfuckers' team. Like I said, only teams I think is untouchable moving the city is the Los Angeles Lakers, the Boston Celtics, and probably the New York Knicks, and maybe the Philadelphia Sixers, because they'll probably go crazy. You touch one of them, them teams, everybody else team, damn near you can move that bitch anywhere, bro. So y'all better cool that shit out.
Yeah,
being goofy and shit, y'all own shit. People being there, I get it though. Being like, look, they ripping our city and shit. Oh, we out here doing it. You ain't out here doing shit. You ain't
out here doing shit.
You ain't throwing a brawl out. You ain't rebounding for LeBron. You ain't over there being defending Kyrie, helping him work on his move sets and shit. You ain't letting Giannis Antetokounmpo dunk on you and shit. You ain't helping them motherfuckers do nothing, bro.
You ain't helping them do nothing but just sitting there watching and being amazed and then try to criticize on some shit that you can't do.
It's cool to cheer and shit, like you be cheering this shit, but y'all motherfuckers be like, yeah, look at what we doing. You ain't doing shit. You sitting down, bro. Shut the fuck up. Well, I don't know. That's just me on some that ain't even hater shit. It's just like, I just feel like that shit be wild that people be really that into that shit. Like, I'm really into playing actual basketball when I'm on the court. I get more hype doing that shit than watching games. And I love watching games.
Yeah,
but y'all motherfuckers need to stop with the bullshit, man. Refocus, man. We got too many goofy ass NBA fans saying stupid ass shit just because they can.
Yeah, just everybody got a voice, but fuck that.
They better stop playing before I come through and get it big and blue.
Exactly.
Shout out to Pooh Seisty.
Check the resumes.
They say, Pooh, y'all know you really Seisty.
Oh.
Shout out to Dirk and Pooh Seisty. Pooh Seisty, that's my dog. But Pooh, you know I'm really Seisty.
You finished the line because I've been saying that shit from TikTok and all the bullshit, but I never put both together, man. I'm glad to hear that. I'm trying to see that one more time.
I always be walking around. I be walking around with like, all the woofing on the nigga, I thought you was a thug. I'm a giddy big and blue, bitch. Pooh Seisty, a little funny. Giddy beak and blue beats. They get back on the top.
Peaky peck and blue.
Oh, they woofing on the nigga. I thought you was a thug. Blue. I don't need no security guard. I'm on my father in the cool.
That nigga crazy.
Oh shit, let me get back on topic, man. But shit, fans, we just gotta do better, fans. And like I said, we cover, like, we're gonna be on y'all heads, fan, because that's what we here to do. We, like I said, we ain't gonna have all the analytics, all that other shit. We did not play in the NBA. It's podcast for that. Shout out to All the Smoke. Like I said, the No Chill Podcast and Knuckleheads. Salute to them. They handle that shit from the players aspect, what they done did. And then shit like Stephen A. Stephen A, we still talking. Stephen A know what he talking about and shit. Like, I guess we can lead it to that shit too. Motherfucking Shannon Sharp and that shit. They do what they do, give y'all the headlines and salacious shit. Then we got motherfuckers like dude Thinking Basketball. He do that, like the high analytical shit, man. This shit everywhere. It's people that handle draft shit, man. Everybody got their own shit, but we over here from regular ass fans of basketball talking to y'all, but we mainly watch a lot of NBA talking to y'all. Like, coming in, shit, you gotta cut out, bro.
Exactly.
You gotta do more than just like my brother said. You can't just be watching First Take and motherfucking what's the motherfuckers, the Shannon Skip shit, bro. Because you're not about to be learning too much shit. You gotta get out there and play a little bit too, man.
Exactly, and don't be fucking looking at that show and then going to your local barbershop spitting that same shit that you fucking just seen fucking 15 minutes ago before you walked into that motherfucker thinking you was going to start up a conversation. I don't even want to talk to your punk ass, nigga. You can't come up with an all your own conversation, bitch.
Because I'm going to come and be big and blue.
Exactly, bitch. Yeah, I'm fine.
But yeah, shit, we talking about that shit. You know, KD and Shannon Sharp, they had a little tiff or something.
Yep, and he was like, oh, I ain't gonna go back and forth with you. Oh, here.
Yeah, that's it. This a lot of shit be happening in the week. People was over there talking about KD sensitive again, man. Stop calling KD sensitive. Y'all keep talking shit about people being sensitive and you motherfuckers be getting slapped and shit.
Exactly.
Y'all suckers. Niggas. Y'all suckers around here. Y'all.
You slap niggas in their chest. They want to say, oh,
yeah, y'all suckers out
y'all
here.
Y'all didn't know you was heavy handed.
Y'all say shit on Instagram, then the person you said it to check you. No, no, not even like that, bro. I'm really a big fan. I just wanted to say, man, shut your whole ass up, man.
Exactly.
Y'all talking about shut they up. Sensitive. Like, no, KD's really sensitive. He's really a cupcake. What if he said, let's shoot the fair one? You going to shoot it with KD's? Most of you motherfuckers not. Well, he's 6 foot. I don't give a fuck. Don't be saying no shit if you ain't gonna suit the fair one with him. Or be respectful when y'all have a conversation because it ain't always about fighting. But some motherfuckers are like, you say some shit to me, I'm about whooping your ass.
Exactly. Yeah.
I don't care.
Ain't no talking about none of that
shit. I ain't caring about that shit because I ain't motherfuckers. NBA players ain't gotta respect you motherfuckers. Y'all ain't got on the hardwood. Y'all wasn't out there really. Up and in between the lines, putting in, like I said, that sweat equity, bud equity, fucking around, knocking your fucking tooth and head off. Salute to Juan T. Hopefully he okay. He had a hell of a play for the Warriors. He jumped in there, busted his head, man. Just real hustle shit. Y'all ain't out there hustling like that. Y'all know what that's like.
Exactly.
Man, fuck ass fans. But yeah, man.
I don't know. Niggas don't know the grind.
Yeah. They ain't got no scrape.
They don't know the grind to get up at 3-4 in the morning just to be at the gym, getting shots up, doing all type of shit, man. They wasn't there. They wasn't there when they was in there putting in that sweat and that blood and them tears up in there, lifting them weights, doing all type of shit just to make their body balanced.
You wasn't
balanced just so they can play.
You wasn't there on a black top when you skinny like me. And all you can do is be a motherfucking scrappy and defend. Y'all wasn't out there guarding motherfuckers 5 inches taller than you, shutting them down. Y'all wasn't out there.
You wasn't doing none of that shit. Y'all
out there getting hit with elbows in the mouth and people saying you sorry. And you like, what you sorry for, man? It's part of basketball. Huh, spit the blood out. We getting it back in blood ourselves. Mm-hmm. We out there. Y'all ain't out there. Exactly. Y'all over there. Somebody that way hit you, foul. Fuck out of here, man. I ain't saying
exactly,
ain't saying
exactly. And that's what I don't like about you, new generation motherfuckers. I always want to motherfucking call fouls and shit on the blacktop and shit. Come play ball. Hey, you street ball right now. There ain't no fouls out here, nigga. I'm about to rip your whole goddamn head off.
Learn how to fight through contact. That's what my brother said. That's how we play. If I foul the shit out of him, I'm going to give it to him. Like, here, this your ball. I fouled you. He ain't going to call that shit. I'm going to just give it to him because I know I fouled him. Like, sometimes if you get a little extra contact, it is what it is. We on the fucking black tie. We black tie battling, bro. It's not the NBA. In the NBA, they would foul it. Well, bitch, get to the NBA. You out here right now. You out here right now. You got to take some of that extra contact. And the motherfucker, some of the best players to tell you right now, like a motherfucker like KD, who was in the East Coast, you know, they played a lot of black tie basketball. It wasn't too many jams. He's like, yeah, I was getting slapped around by grown-ass man, all type of shit. He was like, man, where my fella? He like, man, better get your little bitch ass up, pretty much. You trying to hoop? You ain't getting exactly. that call, bro.
Hey, that's why I like. Hey, that's why I like them. Them old school referees. They used to be talking shit to the players. He was like, "Hey, come on, call that. You shut up in this play, man."
He said, "You better giddy pick and blue." Yeah, man. Like y'all fans calling people sensitive and shit. Like, why y'all care if he is sensitive? He's ruining the game of basketball. How he gonna ruin it by?
How
people be saying all type of shit? KD didn't ruin the league. He didn't teamed up with the Warriors. Then he went to Brooklyn. He started all this shit. Even who said some shit? Dr. J, matter of fact, saying all they over there buying the championship. But cut it out, Dr. J. We fuck with you and you to be very much respected. But man, cut that shit out, bro. You can say I don't like that shit, but shit, everybody buying the championship. If you ain't got the right money, motherfucker, ain't gonna pay for you to play over with your goofy ass. Motherfuckers ain't about to be taking no goofy ass money. You better pay me or pay me no never mind, bitch.
Right.
And I ain't calling
him. Pay him with Chip and
yeah,
did.
Man. He was like, man, the Brooklyn Nets doing this. Lakers already did it, and somebody was talking about that shit. I think it was the Keyshawn. Keyshawn and Jay Williams and somebody else name. I'm sorry, I forgot your name, bro. But I know them too, but they play sports. My bad, bro. But you be holding your own. But shit, motherfucking shit. Organizations been doing that shit, stacking the deck. We talk about it all the time. People doing trades and shit.
Exactly. I mean, most
of the Lakers motherfucking greats outside of shit. I think they drafted Magic Johnson. I think Magic Johnson was actually their pick. Shaq, they signed. Kobe, they traded for. Kareem traded or signed for. Who else? Who else one of their greats they consider? Shit, LeBron. Shit, he signed. Exactly. Jerry West, I'm not exactly sure. Wilt Chamberlain, they traded a sign for him, bro. Y'all, they not known for that shit. Most franchises ain't drafting people. Same thing, shit. Shit, Boston kind of got a little bit better track record with the draft and shit. They made some trades. Everybody making trades and shit. And then after we just said it before, that shit dropped down all the way to six with the fucking Bulls. They drafted the greatest player of all time. You look at their franchise before and after. They ain't doing too hot. You feel me? And then shit, same with the Warriors. They had some shit going on. Shit, the Warriors dynasty came mainly because they drafted Klay, Steph, and Draymond, and Harrison Barnes, and Azeli, and all type of other shit. So, man, this is part of the game. It's just the game right now. Players in control. They can talk to some shit. And shit, motherfuckers like, KD weak, like, motherfucking shit. KD can't be like, well, I guess he could, like, bro, don't trade for James Harden. But why would he be like, don't trade for James Harden? He don't give a fuck what y'all got to say. Y'all going to have some shit to get say regardless.
Exactly. Because they don't need to be saying shit no way.
Yeah, man. That goofy-ass fan shit. Y'all tripping. All right, do you think he's sensitive?
No, shit. I mean, shit. He hooping. That's the only thing I'm concerned about. Fuck all that internet shit. I don't even like the internet, really. To be sitting on that motherfucker just talking. But nah, man, that's hoop.
Yeah, let's get on court and talk about that shit. Like, bro, you seen what these motherfuckers? Yeah, that shit goofy. Check up. Y'all be running around calling people pussy and all type of shit. Oh, and some of y'all might call them pussy in real life, and then y'all probably get your ass beat by one of their cousins or something on some goofy shit. Because they ain't really about to be fighting some of y'all, bro. But that's the thing. Like, shit, if KD wanted, somebody was like, well, I understand him interacting. That's cool. But he needs to not talk to. He can, man, say whatever the fuck you want to say to these fuck ass motherfuckers. He really like talking about basketball. So if you saying some shit and he want to correct your ass, he going to correct your ass. Like, oop, nope. I'm sorry to misinform you, Goofy Man 992, whatever your fucking username is out there trying to talk to somebody and shit. Oh, man. And then, man, the fans have just been bullshitting. Or maybe I've been paying attention these weeks because we back to the injury shit. People, because salute to you, Jamal Murray, the Mile High Marksman. He blew out his ACL the other day playing against the Warriors. Wishing you a speedy recovery, my guy. But people was talking about, man, I miss the days when the players would just play through injuries. And then it's the whole nother side of you motherfuckers talking about, why are they playing now? Like, figure out what the fuck y'all going to be on, bruh. Y'all exactly, talking too much about some shit, bro. It's part of the game. People get hurt. We seen a lot of star players getting hurt. Yeah, or maybe this is just recency bias. We just paying attention more. Like, oh my God, look what's happening this season. A lot of people are probably really mad because, shit, I think AD and Bron hurt. I think that's where more people are fans of the Lakers again than ever, because there's a lot of LeBron fans went over there. It's always been hella Laker fans. Salute to LA. Like I said, it's West Coast relations. You feel me? We fucking with y'all, but you know where we stand at. Bay boys. All day boys. We don't play boy. But, motherfucking, yeah, like, people are like, man, this is so sad. It's part of the game. People get hurt, man. It's gonna happen. It's shit, like, that shit. Like, some of these injuries ain't death sentences like they used to be. Like, people gonna have to, it's part of the game. Like, y'all want basketball? Like, shit, what y'all want? What's gonna happen? Like, bro, like, shit, there's so much going on. They talking about the NBA is greedy. Shit, they already took a loss last year. They about to take a loss this year, too. They just gotta weather the storm, man.
Exactly. Shit, they gonna get back though. Don't even worry about it. On full blast.
What if they did?
They got players.
Shit, what if they did say fuck it? And then some of these franchises will shit lose their money because they small market teams. Small market teams need their money too. Y'all be complaining about that shit too. Shit, man. Like, y'all, I get it. You voice it, voicing your concerns and they complaining is different. I feel like a lot of these fans just be complaining and shit. Yeah, man.
They just want to complain just to have a voice. That's really yeah, is.
Fuck having a voice, man. Keep that shit to yourself. It don't make no sense. Go talk to yourself.
Listen, just give it to the professional podcasters.
And we ain't professional podcasters. We still on our way.
We gonna be there. I'm just speaking into existence. I ain't
said
we was.
You saying that shit like we know what the fuck we talking about. Shit, we still on our way up. Trajecting this shit, but shit, some of the times, well, you get hella irrational about shit. If you mention Jordan, you start going, Jordan.
Oh man, man, speaking about Jordan, because that's exactly who we was just about to get into, man. Hey, yo, listen up, man.
Couldn't wait. You little hot pocket.
Michael Jordan. You feel me? Hey, yo, Michael Jordan is going to induct Kobe Bean fucking Bryant into the Hall of Fame, and yo, I'm just saying, like, for me, my personal preference, we wouldn't have it no other way, man. Even if like maybe Vanessa or something would have accepted it on his behalf, whatever, that would have been fine too.
I don't think she emotionally can handle that shit because it ain't just like Kobe that passed. Her daughter passed too, bro. So her doing that that's still mostly taxing. It's barely been a year, bro.
Exactly.
So that's it. Not saying it's going to be emotionally taxing for Jordan, but it's different when the person you thought you were going to spend the rest of your life with, your daughter, you going to think you're going to see go to prime, go off, start a family. So that's shit different for her. She probably can't even, you feel me? She might have asked him. We don't know, but it ain't our place to know that shit. People be too entitled to shit. That's what I was trying to figure out. Like, we need to know. It was a fan of him. Motherfucker, I'm his fam. Fuck you being a fan, right? I'm his fam, bro. That's what the fuck we got going on. I don't think Kobe would have got... You don't know what the fuck Kobe don't think. If you ain't even was fucking with Kobe like that, man, I don't know what the fuck be going on, bro. Cut that shit out. Yeah, I'm going crazy on fans this episode. Our motherfuckers was talking too much this week. Too fucking... They was complaining about that shit, man. Talking about... I don't understand...
Complain about what? Hold on. Complain about what?
I don't think that Jordan should do it. It makes more sense that Shaq should have did it. They play with each other. Hey, man.
What?
Yeah, people saying that. Hey, man. Him and Cole.
Oh, hey. Whoever said that, hey, man, y'all can go ahead and suck a sack of baby dicks, man. Because look. Hey, yo, listen. Why would Shaq do it? Even though he did win them championships, who was Kobe trying to fucking emulate?
Jordan. Talk about it.
Okay? Like, let's just say, don't be disrespecting Jordan now. Hey, don't be disrespecting Kobe just like that. Don't be disrespecting Shaq, because Shaq would have had it the same fucking way. He would have been like, shit, man. Hey, man, it's time for you. You heard it, motherfucking interview, that famous interview about Shaq telling motherfucking Kobe, hey, man, it's time for you to take that jersey off. You got to start rocking yours. No, but he was still paying homage to motherfucking Jordan. Yeah. Come on, man.
Jordan, he used to call this motherfucker all the time just about life. You feel me? They talked about all type of shit. He know that man. You know what I'm saying? So whatever he gonna bring to that motherfucking Hall of Fame speech, man, I know it's gonna be beautiful, and I'm gonna be right there tuning in, listening, and hanging in on every motherfucking word, because he gonna do it justice just because it is his little prodigy in the league.
Fuck prodigy, he considered them brothers. That was brotherly love, damn near. You hear, like, a lot of that shit just ain't publicized. It's not like it is right now. Everything on social media, you damn near can't keep no shit. You feel me? Like, back then, you could keep a whole lot of shit. They had a relationship. It just wasn't for everybody. Everything ain't for everybody. I don't know if some of you motherfuckers heard that saying before. Everything ain't for everybody. You ain't supposed to know. Like, we be saying a lot of times, if you know, you know. If you don't, you broke. Shout out to motherfucking Babyface Ray.
Right. Talk about it.
How you got the mice on your buff? You must be from Detroit. Shout out to Money Back Yo. I'm from the M. I lock in niggas from the D. y'all motherfuckers, man. You fans, bro. Cut that shit down. Why Shaq, man? Shaq is brethren too, but motherfucking Jordan, the OG, that's it. Like you said, a mentor at one point, and they evolved their relationship to being motherfucking brothers, man.
Exactly, man. Exactly. And you just shit, man. Kobe stole all the moves, all that shit you was seeing from Kobe. That was Jordan was doing, man. And I just, fuck, y'all some bitch ass niggas for that one.
They banned.
Y'all can't be saying shit like that. It's, oh, why the fuck Shaq couldn't do, man? Shaq would have even had it the same fucking way, and I feel like that, and I bet you he said the shit too, man. Oh, Shaq, I hope you fucking say something about them bitch-ass niggas, because they shouldn't have been saying no bullshit like that. Shaq, get on them. TNT need to be fit. TNT need to, hey, man, hey, Shaq, I hope you hear this, man. Don't let these motherfuckers don't talk about that shit, because hey, you already know what it is. Shit. You already know. Shit. You met him in the finals. You already know what it is. You already know. Even though you got your rings on this, I ain't disrespecting, but you already know.
Yeah, bro. That's that bullshit. It got me thinking about my boy. Shout out to him. Sir Michael Rocks in his song Bustin'. He was like, lying ass, turkey ass, clown ass, punk ass, mark ass, bitch ass. Niggas?
Motherfuckers.
You fucking suckers, man. Set your whole asses up, bro.
Yeah, exactly, bro. Because y'all don't even need to be saying all that. That's not even necessary. Why? Shit, man. Like I said, no disrespect to Shaq, but you already know what the sweep is. Come on now.
Oh, yeah. Come on, man.
Don't start fucking with it, man. Shit. This shit run deep. Okay? This shit run too deep.
I found that shit. My boy, Sir Mikey. Sir Michael Rocks is the cool kid. I know you know about the cool kids. I'm Mikey.
Exactly.
I rock. Shout out to them.
Exactly. Hey, y'all remember that shit on MySpace days.
They too young, and some of the motherfuckers ain't privy to that knowledge and information. They wasn't about the essence. But yeah, man, my boy Mikey said, duck ass, jive ass, turkey ass, fraud ass, dog ass, lion ass, clown ass, punk ass, mark ass, bitch ass. Niggas? That's how y'all acting right now, bro. Everything Sir Michael said. But y'all can motherfucking correct yourself by just simply subscribing to the Woo Wapanese. In a few simple payments, we'll take all that whole ass shit out of you.
Exactly, because you know what? We're going to start motherfucking. All you got to do is just go ahead and go to our motherfucking Shopify, because we got it set. We're going to get it set up, and we're going to have these t-shirts for you to get it up out of you. Boom. Poppy Collar, man.
We know a little bit about a lot of bit.
Put it on the t-shirt.
Let's start. I feel like we ain't even really talked about no hoop shit, but let's get to it. Like I said, the playing games on the way. They started May 18th, so a lot of things, like people hitting their strides, said we might as well get into it. Like I said at the beginning, I was hella hype. Hugo, man, I had just came off watching. Even though the Warriors lost, it was a hell of a game, man. Motherfucking Steph put up 47 in the The Young Gun, my dog. I ain't seen him play in a minute. The Figure, Jason Tatum, put up 44 and woof. They got.
He got it going, huh?
I knew he was going to score on Wiggins, too. He like froze Wiggins, went in and out on his ass. He like hezzy in and out. I was like, oh, I seen as soon as the way Wiggins was standing and with Jason, I'm like, oh, he about to. I was like, oh, it's a wrap. Easy bucket, too. He hezzy in and out. Ooh, went right by Wiggins. I think Draymond came over to help. Just big year old, my boy Draymond just said,
Oh, where that best defense shit at now, man? I ain't fucking with you, Draymond. Go ahead, man, yeah. Draymond. You gonna get him next time. Don't worry about it. Once y'all get back in the championship form, I already know y'all about to be in the strong.
I ain't even mad about this shit when I was watching it either. Like, at one point, I think the Warriors was up and Baseball got fouled and he missed both free throws. And a lot of Warriors fans probably complain about that. And then at one point, the Warriors was like down two, and Draymond tried to go for a layup, like fake handoff or went, but he smoked it. Draymond's still a hell of a player. You don't get me wrong, but I definitely think he still got like some injury shit going on, lingering. I think he just a tough motherfucker. Like, and I know he a tough motherfucker. He out there to hoop and win and shit. And I think. Cause that layup, it looked like, you know, I know you didn't have days where you didn't miss layups because you ain't like at your 100% or at least 80 or whatever the fuck you need to finish that shit through a contact. And I seen that shit. I'm like, yeah, Draymond, either A, old, or actually, yeah, he getting older and then him being like undersized, it takes a toll. And then said, just watching that game, because Jaylen Brown didn't play either, so that made it a lot easier. Because the Warriors was up as much as like 15 or 16 at one point in the first half. But so it's a game of runs in the NBA. But shit, just thinking, like, I just seen them out there. I was like, they definitely needed Klay out there, because Klay would have definitely been a release valve for them and shit. So I'm still excited. I ain't mad about that game. It happened. If the Warriors don't get to get into the eighth seed, they in a playing game right now. I think they was the ninth seed as of right now. But shit, I'm still loving and fucking with the team. They still got chance to make shit shake next year. Even this year, they can get in, fuck around, have some moments. Because watching that shit, seeing Steph mix the motherfuckers up, man, woof. A hell of a game. Man. And Jason Tatum, my young boy, like they would have said in Philly. Shout out to Wallow and Gilly, $1 million worth of game. Y'all helping us get our money right. Yeah, we're going to link up with y'all when we get on. Salute you, brothers. But, man, that was definitely a game I was enjoying watching. Like I said, Boston back on their shit. They got their shit together. I think we missing it, like, we ain't really talked about Boston because they was on some fuck shit, but I think we missing it when they was on the fuck shit, like at the 9th seed or 10. We was like, they'll make it back. Kimba will get some of his shit back together. And look, Kimba, he had like 20-something points, and he woo-wopped the shit out of my boy Wiggins, man. Wiggins, just the last couple plays, is going to be Wiggins getting in and out, hezzy by Jason Tatum, and then woo-wop by motherfucking Kimba Walker to put him up in the game. That's,
yep.
And they...
Did it look like he had his
stat? Still, it looked like he was about 90 to 95% of the Charlotte Kemba. Hey, matter of fact, Andrew Wiggins lucky. He's a great defender because he probably would have felt like Bruh did when Kemba was on UConn and he hit him with that move and it looked like somebody speared Bruh. Remember that shit? Dude played for Pitt. Remember when Kimba, when he became cardiac Kimba, and he hit that one jab step back, you feel me, on Bruh, and he fell when he was playing for UConn? Yeah, yep. Look, he gave him that move damn near. Look, it wasn't to that same degree because obviously Kimba knees ain't the same, you feel me, but he did that shit. And Wiggins, I'm glad he didn't fall because he could have been looking like Ricky. Yeah, man, whatever. Yeah, he and Tomorrow. That was my damn woo walk of the week. That game, because shit, me and Trill was going to start recording earlier, but I was watching the game like, now. Fuck that shit. I got to watch this shit. This might be my game of the week. And I had to watch the whole game. And yeah. That shit going crazy in the Warriors still. But, as a matter of fact, salute to Steph, bud. Because I don't know if he was going to forget. I forgot. Salute for him for being the all time scoring leader in the Warriors franchise history.
That's passing up Wilt Chamberlain.
The words now at this point, man. He the word. And then I
the Warriors, think
he
man.
Number one assists now, too. So, you know.
And, hey, man, Kurt, man, hey, man, unleash the beast, man. He was trying to trying to break the three record,
Clay
man.
Shit. Clay run that shit.
Oh, that's what he did, too. Oh, okay. He was like, oh, no, you ain't break.
Nah, he ain't say that shit, but Clay probably seen that shit. But that probably motivate Clay like, this fucking bastard try to take my record. Can't wait till I get back.
Ooh, I can't wait till he get back,
man,
too,
Clay
man.
Need to come back and just go, go bald on motherfuckers. He got to come back gangster, go bald, or wear like a whole beard or some shit, or have his hair hella long. He got to look hella gangster. He got to come with some cornrows, some something. Like, you know, fuck, he already know what time it is on some manny shit.
Yeah. On some manny shit, huh? Hey, yeah, man. Hey, man, come through, man. Come through with them curls, man. Come through with everything with the whole little design. I want to see Clay in your in the back of your shit. Do that.
What's wrong with you? I don't be looking at his hair like that. You why you know his texture of his hair? Don't do that.
All right, shit, man. I'm bad. Dang,
I want to see. I want to see your hair curly, Clay. Okay, true.
Get it with the Clay, man. Get it with the
Clay, man. But that was a hell of a game. I said Jaylen Brown wasn't there, but Boston back together where they should be. I think they might be the fifth seed right now, maybe the sixth, but they right behind. You feel me? Two teams that got great futures looking ahead of them: the Atlanta Hawks and the New York Knicks. They right in the mix of that shit. Yeah, because motherfucking okay. I seen Atlanta Hawks play. The Milwaukee Bucks the other day. It was a good-ass game. Like, I see what Atlanta doing. They got some shit to get popping. But I think John Collins, that's other bro. I think he on the Warriors shit. John Collins was out for whatever injury. And then somebody, DeAndre Hunter, like they wing stopper and scorer was out. But yeah, they got some offense out there. Young Kevin Herter, they call him Red Velvet. He was out there hitting some threes. You know, a Trae Young dude. They have some shit shaking. Bogdanovich, Bogey, Bogdan, not Boyan. They was out there fucking with it, but then Milwaukee looking like they're going to be a little bit better than they was last year. I'll be forgetting Drew Holiday over there because Drew Holiday just a quiet. He just come and get his job done, don't make too much noise. But he do, but he don't make no noise. He hella efficient with his shit.
He just getting to get
here. PJ efficient. Tucker over there too. I was like, ooh, okay. He was in the corner hitting some three.
It look a little different,
a little bit more grittier. And we gonna lie, it look like Giannis shit still slowing down for him because you know he ain't. I think he might not even have 10 years in basketball play time, bro. Cause I think he started when he was like 18 or 19 or something. You know he just over here working through like the life shit because people be like, man, Giannis ain't never get better. Well, he. Out here in the U.S., motherfuckers be starting at like 4, 5, 6, 7. Motherfuckers start young, bro. Started later at the age. So he's still learning shit.
Exactly. Well, I'm glad you touched on that because, shit, we motherfuckers out here really do be starting off. I started my son off when he was 5. Shit, a little bit. Matter of fact, I ain't even going to say that. I had bought a damn basketball when he was just born. And he was touching that motherfucker. So, I remember.
Yeah, bro. So, he looking like he's still improving. The numbers might not be crazy. But he still got room to improve, like I'm saying. Like, I was talking to somebody at work. They was like, yeah, he needs to work on getting his jump shot or something. I'm like, man, he's a big man. He's handling the ball, but Giannis is a big man. He's like he's a new age big man. He got to work on his footwork and shit, man. Fuck him and them step backs and pull up. Like, he can dominate in that post, man. He can dominate at his position at the four. He just need work on his touch, get him some go-to moves and his footwork. And I don't think people are like, well, you got footwork. I don't feel like he got no post footwork. He ain't got no Giannis.
Who?
That's what I'm saying. People talking about we need him shooting threes. Like, he got niggas around him shooting three. His center shooting three. He need to work on his post moves. You feel me? And footwork.
He really do. He really need to. Hey, he really need to. He need to. He need to work on his footwork. He need to work on. He need to work on a couple of motherfucking turnaround pivots. Like, come on, bro. Face ups, just knocking shit down.
He needs
down.
Some
like,
fakes too,
doing?
Man. He need that shit.
He do. He can really get busy down there, but
different.
He ain't
like, he need to shoot a three. Fuck that. Everybody around him hitting threes. He need to work on dominating that post like he dominated in the transition, man. He got to work on that footwork, man. Well,
Or he should just motherfucking dominate the high post. He can get his fucking his mid range shit going.
He gotta go hit up shrimp. KG, boy.
Hit up KG, hey. Hey, talk to him, man. Hit up KG, man. Hey, go. You better
hit
go
the big ticket, man. Slide him some shit too.
Man, you better go
get some of that salt. Shout out to KG. Get some of that salt, bro. Go over there. Shit, motherfucker, hit up motherfucking LO, the goods, Lamar Odom, man, get some sauce. They both got some big men that was handling, especially LO. You feel me? LO can give him some sauce too, man. You got to get some sauce from somewhere, though, like, and then, matter of fact, get his footwork together, get some post moves together, and work on your free throws. Fuck the threes, because you can keep going to the rack. But if they foul your ass, motherfuckers gonna foul you because they know your ass shooting like 65% from the free throw line, man. You gotta be hitting 80 so, motherfucker, you don't be scared to drive to the rim. Well, you gotta
exactly.
Cut that out, man.
Exactly. Hey, but hold on. That just had something that popped in my head. Would you think that would be like a strategy, though? Like I probably had to play that game.
What game, huh?
Like, I would shoot poorly during the season, but when that motherfucking playoffs turn up, oh, every free throw is getting made.
No, you gotta start. That's some repetition shit. You gotta get that shit together. You gotta work. I don't know. They said that free throw shit be a mental thing, especially when it's fans there, motherfuckers is going boo, all that shit. Or one is when you. At home, people are extra quiet. It's like you got to mentally lock in for that shit. Yeah, but I think exactly. They still on the right track. They can still get some shit to shake in the East. And then I can see the future of Atlanta going to be bright. But salute. Yeah, we know. Atlanta traded Luka Doncic, the cocaine cowboy, for Trae Young. Yes, they made a decision. They got who they want. Obviously, Luka Doncic is having a more terrific start, singularly to his career. But shit, Trae Young in the East, man, and Luka's in the West.
Sky
like,
high.
You gotta talk about that shit, like shit. Hey man,
sky high.
Not to be disrespecting the East, but in the East, man, the West, it's the Wild Wild West, man. It's a shootout season every season.
Shootout season every season. Awesome. Hey, you know what? That's crazy. That I seen Trae Young basically grow up with the fucking
you seen
NBA
that picture,
stars. Man? I seen that picture, bud.
He
I said,
like
what the fuck? He sure did. I was like, blood, hey, okay. He sure looked like a little ass boy. I said, blood, what the fuck? These niggas is crazy. Niggas be sitting there taking pictures with their idols and then really facing their idols in the league.
Yeah, bro, but, yeah, he
idols come rivals.
Like, that was a game I watched also. Like, they start getting their ass whooped, though. It's just the better team start winning, and then the veteran shit start piping up. But, I think the East playoffs going to be a little bit more exciting than the West playoffs on some real shit because they got up top. It's a lightweight. Well, shit, Brooklyn got hella star power, you know. Then shit, we could talk about. I seen Philly and Los Angeles Clippers play, man. Salute to Paul George, man. You out there getting your buckets. I'm gonna give
exactly. Yeah. I seen that bop he had who's that dude he bopped on?
Isaiah
Stewart. Who headed
that
too?
Last Sunday, man? It was a Sunday slam down, whatever the fuck, slow down, whatever they fuck they calling it, WWE, whatever the fuck the wrestling shit. It was a slam fest. Motherfuckers are getting dunked on left or right. Lonnie Walker dunked all up on somebody. Like you said, PG bopped on somebody. who else had?
Hey, baptized that boy, did he?
Right Sunday, like motherfuckers just was not having it last Sunday. I don't know why, but Sunday motherfuckers was getting it. Real damaging. Oh yeah, that was man. That was just a bad day for you motherfuckers Sunday. Some of you motherfuckers got baptized and shit. I feel like no, I don't think he did, but I feel like Russell Westbrook dunked on somebody hella bad Sunday too. But I don't know. But shit, so we talking about Russell Westbrook. Hey, it's some good news looking for them right now, man. They What's made it news? To 11 seed, man. They close to
okay.
the play-in game. I think they on a lightweight streak. Yeah, they on a 4-game win streak.
Hey, but talk about that though on the effect of how
the I said that took earlier. Effect of That's why season on the it. Play-in game was there. For
you
sure.
feel me?
I wasn't fear. I think. Shit, right now, shit, especially right now with Chicago Bulls, cause they in a 10 seed right now. But Zach LaVine is out with health and safety protocol, so he might be out for like 10 days. They said so that might be upwards of 8 games. You know, shit, Chicago losing a lot of games now that he ain't in there. They just recently won one, but they got the same record as the Wizards right now. So. Wizards got some actions that you feel me come in and get that 10 spot. And you never know what happened in the play games.
And how many games?
About 16 or something they like got that. Left? They got 56. Hey.
Oh, they got. They might be fucking with it. Hey, Westbrook, you about to turn some shit up.
Real deal, you motherfuckers on this. Like I said last time, you motherfuckers on the AAU team can't guard him. Y'all not coming to take his job. Y'all better get y'all shit up to par.
Exactly. Yeah, you better get up that up to par. You better. If you know what's good.
Yeah, they got a lot of shit coming in the East. I think that shit gonna be fun, especially shit. I said, yeah, Boston made it to the 4th seed, Atlanta the 5th seed. They shit together after starting off dealing with injuries. I don't know if they had cootie shit going on and then shit. The Knicks, shout out to Julius Randle. He had a 44-10-5 game. Last player to have one was the BK Broiler. You know who the BK Broiler is? Bernard King.
I know who that is, but...
Yeah, you know, he played in like the 80s. Like, Julius Randle is going crazy for the New York Knicks, man. He hold it down for that season. City. Jeez. Like, this the first... They on a 5-game win streak, you feel me? I'm going to give them... They definitely got to be my super saucy squad for this week. Like, we talked about them, and I think we disrespected the hell out of them, too, at the beginning of the season. So, we definitely, or at least I did. So, I definitely got to show them some love.
Yeah, I did, too, man. Disney did, too, man. We talking about that song.
Hey, motherfucker, the Knicks acting like Poussey. They're going to get it back in blue. They getting it back in blue. Julius Randle said 44-10-5 against the Dallas Mavericks last night. He was going to work. Fucking with Julius Randle. He catching his stride. Like, I'm so motherfucking happy for him. I always fuck with Julius Randle. He was just one of the shit he doing right now, he was already doing, but shit, he either just tighten up some shit. You just gotta tighten up some shit a little bit. He was doing the ball handling shit in LA before, but sometimes he was doing a little bit too much, man. He just needed to tighten some of that shit up. He tied it up himself, Tom Thibodeau empowering him, tying it up, you know, everybody around here giving him that. You feel me? He probably don't need nobody to put no battery in his back, but he doing that shit, you feel me, off the strength and the muscle. People was like, man, the Lakers are stupid for letting him go. I mean, like LeBron was coming there and Julius Randle be on some shit like LeBron be trying to do a PowerPoint forward, you feel me? So.
Exactly. And his contract, too.
Oh, he about to get paid. Talking about that contract. New York, because shit, y'all going to people fuck with Julius Randle on some real shit. Motherfuckers fuck with Julius Randle, bro. I can already tell by just the way he play and the person he is. Like, even if you didn't fuck with the person he was, I ain't never heard nothing bad. The way he playing, motherfuckers would want to fuck with that. Especially you in New York, too. And you know you got a
Exactly. You already you going to be solidified. As soon as you make them playoffs,
you going somewhere with a motherfucker. You about that shit. He ain't about that whole shit. He coming to hoop, and he really trying to dog your shit. Not just the person in front of him, the whole team. You feel me? He out here about the giddy pick and blue. Beat. You come up with this shit. And now playing, bro. Yeah, but the East, and then, you know, Miami Heat, they weird ass. They still out there. I think they will match up with the Bucks again, if I ain't mistaken. Oh, no, actually, it'd be Brooklyn. That'd be a cool little startup. I want to see them Milwaukee play, though. I ain't even going to lie. I want them motherfuckers to definitely make it in. You know, my ideal playoff would be, because I think Philly owned a tiebreaker for Brooklyn right now, but Brooklyn is right behind them, though. Philly versus Washington, so we can see, you know, Russell Westbrook and Joel Embiid don't fuck with each other. My ideal matchup.
You say, wait a minute, what?
In my head for the East, because I think the East is more funner right now. I think, you know, the Philly and Washington, because Joel and Russ had that shit a couple years ago when Joel was blocking his shit, but
and
then winning that one game with the Thunder, then sitting the second, 2-7, yep. Brooklyn and New York, the Battle of New York, NYC. Shout out to Bobby Smurder, and then shit. 3-6, Miami, Milwaukee. Like, see what's happening this year. Like, see what's, how about now? See what that popping, and then see Boston, Atlanta, some young boys fucking with it. Sorry, Charlotte, and sorry, Indiana, and Chicago, man. We ain't ready to see y'all yet. Y'all got to go step back. Maybe next year, but this year is the year we need to see some of this shit popping. Like I said, that East playoffs gonna be fucking with it. Not saying that the West ain't, but shit. Shit, we ain't mentioning it. AD should be on the way, they said, maybe in the next 2 weeks or something.
Oh, yep. They was talking about Sunday or Monday.
If you come, they need him about next 2 weeks because May around the corner, bro. The playoff 5 weeks away.
It really is.
Y'all
got
to bring y'all asses around these next. Y'all can have a good, strong 5 weeks if you feel me. And get y'all sit together 4 weeks, man. Exactly. Cause that play in, they said the play in start May 18th, bro. May 18th right here, bro. It's fucking April 17th right now, blood. Yeah, I got 4 weeks of that play in, bro. Y'all gotta get back in here. Y'all need at least 3 weeks in, bro. So if you come back at the end of April or something, we fucking with that shit. And Big Brian, you come back too, bro. We need y'all out there hooping and shit. Cause the way it's looking right now, if y'all don't come back, that trophy going to the East, man. You feel me? They kind of off without Jamal Murray, but they did sign Austin Rivers to help with some guard play. He a quality player. He gonna do his thing. But yeah, man, it's looking like the championship gonna come out the East, bro. The Lakers don't come through it. And they come back and get healthy, bro. Like that, the real, like last year, people was like, the Battle of LA. Oh, motherfuckers don't even care about the Battle of LA no more, boy.
Exactly. They don't even care about it.
Yeah. You heard what they, I just seen a report. You know, the damn Warriors gonna try to fuck around and get Kawhi. I heard a report.
Wait, what?
They're gonna try to get a sign and trade. They're gonna try to trade Wiggins, Wiseman. The Minnesota pick, and maybe they pick this year to fuck around and get Kawhi. You feel me? They're going to try to make a pitch at the claw. Hey, I ain't going to lie.
Okay.
Kawhi, Clay, and Steph Curry.
Oh, that'd be sick. Oh, that'd be so fucking crazy if he gonna chase some chips real quick.
He trying to get the win, but you know how the reports be. You know, they say he reported to stay in L.A. I don't know. You know, New York might be looking at him. You know, Miami's supposed to be looking at him. Man, this offseason gonna be fucking with it. Yeah, man.
It is.
Especially the draft. Crazy. They're going to have some of this new young talent that's even more, man, the league in good hands. People need to start complaining. I get it. Too many three-point shots going up. I am tired of seeing a lot of that shit. But it's a whole lot of...
Yeah, I'm tired of it. Yeah. I want to see real
It's a
basketball.
Whole lot of talent in there, like individual talent that's going crazy. And still elevating. Like I said, young Zion still going, man. He out there. Him and B.I., they got that young duo. We got, like I said, young talent in the East, about to be on their way up. Atlanta Hawks, Boston Celtics still doing their thing with the city. Young Melo gonna be back, man. You feel me?
Yep, he's still gonna be fucking with it. He's still gonna be doing his thing. He's still gonna be diving shit, throwing it to the bops of the year shit.
Shit going on. But, hey, we ain't, you said you wanted to talk about the MVP or something. What you got with that shit?
Man, shit.
Oh, that's Dame.
Dame is gonna pop. Yeah, Dame gonna be in that MVP. Shit, he doing it. He at the top up there. You know what I'm saying? Like, he should be at the top of the conversation and be considered.
He should be, but they ain't gonna fuck with Dame because he got some smut on his or stain on his name. If you want me to rhyme, he got some stain on the name. I know Dame would appreciate that. He a rapper, but that was a weak ass bar. My bad, bro. I'm gonna work on that shit. But people are gonna be like, bro, Dame, he going crazy. He MVP, but people gonna bring up some bullshit. Like, man, remember he got swept by the Warriors when he was in the conference finals. This was the Lakers got them round of five. Like, that shit don't matter. We talking about MVP for right now, and he didn't put up some shit. But matter of fact, I don't know. They said he had like a hamstring injury. I saw, so I don't know how long he out. But right now, they saying the MVP is Jokic. I see what you're saying, and then same thing. I was trying to get Donovan Mitchell some love. He twisted his ankle. His MRI came back clean. They said he gonna be out indefinitely. So, present to you, Spider. You know, it was like D-Wade signing. He twisted his ankle. This is a bad omen. I was like, shut the fuck up. That's what he's saying, shit. Yeah, man, see the Phoenix Suns, I think they still on the win streak. People talking about Chris Paul for MVP. I see that shit, but I guess Phoenix was right there at the playoffs, though. You feel me? They was almost right there. They won 8-0. They was just in the they just had lost that tiebreaker to Trailblazers. Like I say all the time, some of them regular season games don't matter until they matter, bro. But shit, right. they was already on the trend into being a playoff team. But considering they is in the second seed, I guess Chris Paul is the only thing major name added to it. So I guess Chris Paul could be in the MVP Bolden and Valentin. Ballotine, fuck. And shit. But I don't know, man. A lot of this, well, it's the media shit. That's how they keep the lights on in the company, by doing all this drama shit and salacious headline shit. Chris Paul should have never been disrespected like they were saying, like, after 2018 and when he had a bad 2019. That was like, oh, yeah, he done. He out of here. How the fuck? Well, he just was injured and shit. And he went vegan on you hoes, and now he back on this Chris Paul shit.
Right.
Bounce back. How about now, ho?
Exactly.
But, yeah, though, Jokic, they did a poll. I seen that shit, too. They said out of 100 votes or 101, he got 90 out of the 101. Shit. I ain't against it, but I watched that. I glossed over that shit. I said it out Paul George, but Embiid was going crazy on them motherfucking whatever they thought they was sitting out there in LA as a front court. He was going to work on Marcus Morris. He's too little. Embiid just looked like physically overpowering, and Philly looking good, man. I ain't gonna lie. They could fuck around and do that shit, but we already know. We ain't seen them on the court hella times, but motherfucking James Harden been out. Like, James Harden, Kyrie, and KD get together, and we gonna be like, oh shit, we forgot about them.
Yeah, the three-time fucking
mixtape mafia.
What you call them? Mixtape mafia. Yeah,
they not to be fucked with, so we ain't really seen all of them. But Philly's still looking good, and I think they got some shit to do in the offseason if shit don't work out. Like, if they lose, they lose, but it depends on how you lose. Like, if they lose, then they can probably go at it again, make some other moves and shit. If they lose, like, on some bad shit, like, how the fuck y'all lose? Then it's like, come on, bro. Yeah, y'all got to shake it up. Like, but somebody, I'm still fucking with it. I think Joel should be the MVP, but people's like, he's missed a quarter of the season, so I guess I can understand why. But he And they was like, the Philly were still winning with Joel out. So, but he was taking them to another level. They just held, they knew he was coming back. It's different. Like, motherfuckers, like, y'all don't understand that shit, how people, like, when they was talking about Milwaukee, when Milwaukee was playing without Giannis that one game and won that one game with him, I'm like, wow, they're playing better with Giannis. Maybe they could. No, they just knew they had a duty to do. They was like, Giannis ain't there, so they're going to overexert. You feel me? They're going to pick up that slack. Right. So Joel was out there. It's like, man, we got a whole serve, but we trying to get this one seed, you know, Brooklyn right back us. So we gonna give out how we supposed to until our guy come back. You feel me? But he missed like he only played 38 games out of their possible 55, and Jokic ain't missed a game. So I get that shit. So I don't know, man. The MVP this year, I still see Embiid putting up his numbers. I still see him putting up his numbers, but it's like, I guess the seeding shit is what I'm looking at, but it's like, I guess that shit don't really matter. Like, Jokic's been going crazy, and I fuck with, don't think I don't fuck with Jody Breeze. I fuck with him and Embiid, you feel me? The process. But I was just loving the way he was dominating, because he be dominating that shit. Jokic's dominating too, but that, when you see what a motherfucker try to guard him, you just see that they can't do nothing with him, he'd be like, ooh, that's just different, but yeah.
That's just different, huh? Especially that when he see that fucking behind the back pass.
Jokic is double cold, teams. Jody Breeze. Well, yeah, it's hard to be a hell of a playoffs in the East for sure. The West probably gets some shit shaking and shit, but looking at this shit, I'm like, man, this shit look weak as fuck. But I forgot the Cocaine Cowboy be out there hitting them. Jump. You seen that what he did the other day?
Well, what are you doing on
Ja? What you talking about? What are you doing on Ja?
He had crossed the shit out of him and hit him and hit him with a fucking fadeaway. But the fucking Ja was
like
right there.
See, a lot of motherfuckers right there. I watch the people be right there with Steph Curry still getting their shit cooked. It's just too... I'm telling you, you're not understanding. Jason Tatum was doing that shit to motherfuckers too. They was right there. Jordan Poole right there with him. He like, oh, you left me with a quarter of a centimeter bucket. You ain't there. You like, what you mean? I'm right there. No, you not there, bro. This level of basketball is just different, man. It's just different. Like, these motherfuckers on an upper echelon with the scoring shit, man. But I'm talking about he got that gang with her off that 1 foot. The up and under. Motherfucker. Yeah. Booker is clutch, though. You gotta watch that motherfucker. You gotta
watch him.
You
just
gotta beat him to a spot. That's the only way, bro. You can't. Because that motherfucker up fake. He play at his own pace. He fucking y'all up, man. I don't know what y'all can do with that. He just going crazy. But shit, yeah, this playoffs about to be around the corner. Hell yeah. Shout out to the OG Mello. I just wanted to say, yeah, you got my woo-wop. He was my woo-wop a week before I watched that game, so I still need to shout him out. He woo-wopped the shit out of Patty Mills. He just was like, who's that? You forgot who I was, Mello.
Still get it in. He hit him with a short cross.
That's what I'm I don't know what other people might call it, like a hang dribble or something. I was like, he sure crossed that hole. Just like, boo. Patty Mills was like, oh shit. He was like, yeah, I know this 2021, but motherfucker, I'm gonna hit your ass like it's 2001. You heard me? He about to bounce back. Shout out to Juve. But yeah, bro, this shit here. It is some shit. Oop, I forgot to shout out. He did his thing. He helped him win that shit. Somebody that was supposed to be like LaMelo. I said LaMelo. Like Melo. Jabari Parker, our boy. Signed with the Boston Celtics.
Man.
People be talking about him like, yeah, maybe he'll get his career on path. Motherfucker, he blew out his knee twice. Stop saying like he was weak as fuck. Like he would have been a perennial all-star if his knee didn't blow out. Blood, cut it out. He was saying that shit like he's weak as fuck. Like, yeah, finally he'll get his career on track. But his fucking knee kept blowing out. Cut it out. He had two ACLs in the same fucking knee within 2 years, damn near, bro. Cut it out.
Yeah,
that's career, damn near ending most before this future technology. It's definitely altered his career though. Fucked up his money, all type of shit, man. Yeah, but salute to you. He came in, gave him a quick 11 off the bench. Score.
Okay.
That's what he would do for yours.
Okay. Well, I'm liking it then, man. Salute to you, man. Because I remember what you was doing what over there in Milwaukee.
Sold you. You was like Jabari Parker.
Showed me, but yeah, I remember that. You really
think the Milwaukee Bucks was going to be going crazy with Jabari Parker? Yes, he was he would have been another ball-handling creator. Go look at the Jabari highlights from 2000 and I want to say, what was it? Fuck, I want to say 18 or something. Because it is recent. Like, he was going crazy. He was starting to break out that season. It would have been, and they would have had big ass Chris Middleton. He like 6'7". Then Jabari Parker 6'8". Then Giannis, and then whoever else. Psh, they had them a cold big three.
Jeez,
man, my boy Jabari Parker, bro. Salute to you, man. Keep going ahead with your shit, bro. It was 2018. No, it was damn 2017 when he was getting it in. Fuck. 2018, he came back. Damn, bro. Yeah, that's fucking 4 years ago. Fuck. Yeah, man, I don't got nothing else to add. I might have missed some shit, but I think we handled everything.
Yeah, I think we handled everything, yeah, too.
Thank y'all again for continuing listening, support us. We're going to keep elevating, escalating, whatever the fuck y'all want to call. I'm saying escalating, but it's like an escalator, not escalating. We ain't about to be causing no more drama unless it's with you fans, because y'all be on some fuck shit.
Exactly. But don't forget to rate us with 5 stars and forget to share everywhere that you get your podcast. Apple Podcasts, Spotify, yeah, man. Or Google Podcasts.
Get
it
back in blood. Get to your motherfucking spot, G. All that woof for the neck, nigga. I thought you was a thug. get to your spot, G.